The documentary Control Room broke house records after it opened at the Film Forum in New York on May 21st. On Friday, the film goes wider and will open in over 100 theaters throughout the summer. Control Room is a behind-the-scenes look at the independent Arab news network Al Jazeera at the beginning of the war in Iraq. Our critic-at-large John Powers wanted to see how Control Room fits into the changing ways Americans now view TV news.
When I was growing up, television news sought to create a feeling of consensus. Not only were the big three networks avowedly apolitical, but their coverage stuck to what they perceived to be the values of an imaginary civilized center. The people Chet Huntley and David Brinkley could imagine having dinner with. Such was the definition of objective. The anchormen who spent all those evening hours in your living room were seen as being above mere politics. They were Rockefeller Center Olympians who showed Americans, it was assumed, what they needed to see. Today, that illusion of neutral news has been shattered. You can hardly watch a newscast without somebody complaining that it's biased. Bernard Goldberg savages CBS for its liberal slant, while Al Franken bashes Fox News for being unfair and unbalanced. And these are both American channels, whose newscasts look almost identical once you compare them to the ones on Al Jazeera, the Arab news network which outraged the U.S. government during the Iraq War. Al Jazeera is the subject of Control Room, a breezy, rather shallow new documentary by Jahan Nujaim that lets us glimpse a way of viewing the world quite different to our own. Filming in the network's home country of Qatar, Nujaim takes us behind the scenes at Al Jazeera as it covers the Iraq War. While the American reporters always make a great show of their objectivity and are very careful in what they say to Nujaim, Al Jazeera's are more open and more openly conflicted. Even as they say they're trying to be honest about the war, they acknowledge that, as Arabs or Muslims, they identify with the Iraqis and have a love-hate relationship with America. This clearly shapes the network's coverage. Whether it's wrongly claiming that American troops aren't really in Baghdad, or laying on unbearable photos of dead soldiers and blood-drenched civilian casualties. All this drove the American government crazy. Yet one of Control Room's most striking characters is Lieutenant Josh Rushing, a fresh-faced U.S. press officer who becomes our surrogate. He's taken aback by Al Jazeera's coverage, but he comes to realize that what strikes people as meaningful about a war depends on where they're standing.
We now watch Al Jazeera, and I can tell what they're showing, and then I can tell what they're not showing by choice. Same thing when I watch Fox on the other end of the spectrum. I know which of the stories that we put out that they're picking up on and which ones they're not giving much bounce. It benefits Al Jazeera to play to Arab nationalism because that's their audience, just like Fox plays to American patriotism for the exact same reason. American nationalism, because that's their demographic audience and that's what they want to see. The part that disappoints me is that Arab nationalism has to include the anti-Americanism.
It is, of course, a truism that everybody has a point of view, which is not the same as saying there are no facts. Either the bombs hit the civilians or they didn't. But that's the easy part. What makes Control Room compelling is the way it makes us start asking questions about which facts we see, which we don't see, and which ones are deliberately kept off our screens. If you've watched Al Jazeera or visited its website during the Iraq War, you know that its coverage was tirelessly, even shamelessly grisly. It never stopped showing dead bodies and wailing kids. Personally, I'm glad our own networks don't engage in such wall-to-wall gruesomeness. But watching Control Room, I was struck that Al Jazeera showed images of suffering that never appeared on our networks, CBS or Fox, and that these images were as much part of the war's larger meaning as the steel wave of tanks racing across the desert. Our broadcasters had simply chosen not to show them, less for overtly political reasons, I suspect, than cultural and commercial ones. Americans feel bad when they see dead children and wounded soldiers, and this makes a bad advertising environment. Be that as it may, we're a long way from the era when Uncle Walter Cronkite was the most trusted man in America. Nightly newscasts showed battlefield footage from Vietnam, and it was taken for granted that all our networks strove to be fair and balanced. It's easy to be nostalgic for such a time. Yet one blessing of our present situation is that it compels us to stop being passive consumers who simply assume we'll be shown what we need to be shown. Like Lieutenant Rushing, we have to realize that every newscast we see is the product of individual choices made in pursuit of a particular audience. We're all media critics now.
John Powers writes the On column for LA Weekly and is the author of the forthcoming book, Sore Winners.